Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, a faith-based podcast where your story matters. Come on over, grab a seat on the front porch, and let's talk about the writing life. Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, everyone. My name is Ann Harrison, and today I would like to talk about revision versus the more finite editing and how they both differ from one another. Okay, so after you've written your first draft and done some of your basic character development, the next step toward getting your book ready for publication is the revision. Now, let me say this much. Annie Acorn tweeted something a couple of times that really stood out to me. Some people say editing is cutting from your manuscript. Editing is also adding, because I've been doing a lot of that during the scene design part of the snowflake method, which will actually become part of my plot stitch method. But editing is adding words, shaping the story, molding it, making it stronger, building a better story structure. You're looking at your plot structure. Sometimes you'll have to go in and do more character development, ask your characters more questions as you're doing this. So this is a big part of the creative process. You got your first draft, your revised draft is more shaping your story, taking it out to get it, giving it a makeover, so to speak. Whereas your finite editing may involve cutting, spell checking, checking your dialogue tags, checking for character name consistencies in your story, and the like. So those are the differences between the two editing styles that I am finding as I'm actually working through Shadow of Truth. I finished chapter 26 on Wednesday night, June 9th, as you are hearing this. Today is June the 10th as I record it. So yeah, and I'm going to ask that you guys pray for me, because I'm going to delve deeper into editing, because I'm finding that as I read other people's work and as I work on my own stuff, that copy editing is one of the skills that I have honed as a writer. So I'm going to advance into that and take a course on copy editing and proofreading with the Chicago Manual of Style, which is what a lot of fiction editors use. So just pray for me, and I will keep you posted on how that's going in the coming weeks. Thank you for understanding that I needed to take a hiatus last week, but I will be coming back to you with more tips and interviews in the near future. So stay tuned for those as well. So I'm hoping that the short little tips that I've given you on revisions versus more finite editing are helpful to you. If you have any questions, you can email me at annwrites75@gmail.com. You can connect with me on social media at annwritesinspiration on Pinterest, Facebook, and Instagram. And you can also tweet me at annwrites75 on Twitter. So do let me know if you have any questions. I can do the research and come back and put those questions in the podcast, or we can talk about that more in depth on a one-on-one basis. Just let me know. If you have any other suggestions for writing tips that you want to hear about for the show, please do let me know, and I'll be happy to add those in as well. So thanks for listening, and I hope you guys have a blessed week ahead. Talk to you soon, and remember, your story matters. Bye-bye, everyone. The Writing Warriors for Jesus will hold its second annual free virtual writing conference on August 6th and 7th. This conference will be live streamed on YouTube. Registration is required if you would like to enter for a chance to win one of our fabulous door prizes. Join me August 7th from 12 to 12:45 p.m. Eastern Time for a session called No Excuses, and how I show you that you have no excuses for not writing. So, for more information and to register for the conference, visit our Linktree page at linktr.ee/WWJs. That's linktr.ee/WWJs. The link will be in the description.
everybody. This is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys Podcast, and I'm here today with
Teresa from Struggling Blessed But Not Alone Podcast. How are you today, Anne?
I'm doing good. How about you, Teresa?
I'm good. So what's up?
I've got some news for you.
Really? What's that?
Did you know that our listeners can support our podcasts?
No. Can you please share more about that?
Okay, so while you're listening to our podcasts on your favorite podcast platform, hit the Support This Podcast button. With your contribution of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month, you're helping us achieve our goals.
Wait a minute, Anne. Are you telling me all that our listeners have to do is hit that support button and they could give a donation?
That's right.
Wow. Hey guys, thanks for wanting to do that for us. Have a blessed day.
So I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. You've been listening to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, with your host, Anne Harrison. If you like what you've heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. Visit my website at AnneWritesInspiration.com, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and follow me on Facebook and Pinterest at AnneWritesInspiration and on Twitter at AnneWrites75 for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story matters.